Hello again, everybody. Time for another edition of Let's Talk About It here on Jamestown 107.1. Of course, streaming at newsdakota.com, and you can listen back on podcasts wherever you like to get your podcast from. You just search KQDJ podcast and it's there for you. You can listen back to it. Of course, the podcast available at News Dakota as well. Vincent from the Jamestown Chamber is with me right now. Good to see you, my man.
Good to see you, too.
They trusted you with the keys now. You yes. Can come in here and do this, and
yes.
You don't have anybody standing over your shoulder.
How rude of you to lock the door, by the way. I shouldn't need a key to get in here. But, yeah, I do a pretty good Emily Bivens impression. I won't expose you to that today. Okay.
Maybe later. I'd like to hear that.
I'm here to talk about our passport program.
Yes, it's Loyal to Local. It is going on right now, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so let's talk about that. If people aren't familiar with it, explain how it works.
It's very simple on its face. It can seem complicated, but I'm here to walk you through every step of the way.
All right.
You are being rewarded. You are being asked to track your purchases,
mm-hmm.
which if you're not the main budgetary person in your household, like I'm not, that can be kind of hard to keep track of. But maybe it's a good exercise. Let's say you do your shopping at a local business. I've got a passport here in front of me, just opening up to the middle here, Junk in the Trunk.
Okay.
The boutique downtown.
Yep.
And let's say you find a couple things, a couple Christmas gifts in particular, and you spend about $30 worth of items. There's a maximum of $50 per business. And once you hit $250 total, your passport is considered complete, although we would not refuse you if you were to continue shopping and tracking. But that's the that tops out for one passport. Folks can do more than one passport. Why would you do the passport? Can't stop saying the word passport. When you turn them in, it completed, and we just do a quick verify that the stamps that have that local businesses have stamped it with are genuine. You know, we give it a once over.
Mm-hmm.
You are then entered into a drawing to win fabulous prizes, all of which are currently located at Zimmerman's Furniture. A list of vendors can be found at jamestownchamber.com, and pictures of prizes are being posted intermittently during the run of this program on our Facebook page, Jamestown Area Chamber of Commerce. And that is the exhaustive list.
That's the.
I can tell you each specific prize, but I think we would run pretty long.
We'd run a lot. But amazing prizes, though. I mean, you're going to definitely want to win.
Power tools, coolers, vouchers, chamber bucks, good at any participating chamber mm-hmm. member. Gosh, the mind boggles.
I
encourage all to just head over to Zimmerman's and take it in yourself. It's quite a sight.
Yeah, definitely. And the nice thing is, like we've said before, too, is what the great thing about this Loyal to Local passport is you're going to shop anyway at these places. So why not get rewarded for it? Right. I mean, it's a great list of sponsors in that passport. It's everybody. Basically, most businesses here locally, Jamestown, you're going to find them in there.
Very well said. Yeah. I also have a list of new vendors this year, that maybe if you are familiar with this program, they're new this year.
Okay.
Countryside RV, Dakota Central.
Yeah.
Do you use Dakota Central for your internet?
Absolutely.
Do you specifically?
I do, yes.
Go up there and pay it? I mean it. I brought this passport for you.
I know. I appreciate it.
If you pay your bill in person, they will honor it.
Nice.
Drift Prairie Brewery, Hampton Inn and Suites. I think we mentioned last time. Maybe you got family coming to town.
Mm-hmm.
Put them up. Home Design Center downtown, Hondo's Hideaway up north, JRMC The Gift Shop, open from 9 to 1, I believe it's Monday through Thursday. Great selection in there, had never been in there before. Great selection.
Mm-hmm.
Little Cactus Company and Reflection Salon, located in the same storefront. I've lost my place. Lois and Eye Care, McDonald's, Melted Crayon, and RM Stout.
Yeah, and
includes the list.
That's the new. I mean, that's
in addition to folks that have done it in the past.
It's just, like I said, it's basically everybody. You try to go up and down the street here, you're going to find them, because it's just it's everybody. So like I said, if you might as well get one of these and fill it out and get rewarded for it. Like you mentioned, Dakota Central. Okay, I'm just going to go pay my bill, and that takes care of it. You get it. You get the passport filled. Stamped, and then you could possibly win some great prizes. It's a win-win-win, right?
Exactly. I don't know where that third win came from, but it's there. It's in there somewhere.
It's
yes,
added for emphasis, right?
I did. I was searching my mind as you were talking. We've got a selection of freezers, the perfect gift for anybody of any economic state. What does everybody always need more of? Freezer space.
Absolutely.
countertop ice maker, power tools, I already mentioned, alcohol, trampoline, Blackstone grill or griddle. I'm sorry, I get them confused.
Yeah, you could use a Blackstone griddle, jump on your trampoline and right have a drink afterwards, you know? I mean, it's just, you know, or have a drink first. I don't know.
And a lot of kits too, where it's here's everything you need for the outdoor afternoon kit. Here's camping kit. Here's the XYZ. Yeah.
Absolutely. So, people listening, again, how do they get a hold of one of these passports?
The full list is on jamestownchamber.com. We intentionally made it pretty easy to find. You can also pick passports up either at the Chamber of Commerce, which is, of course, 122nd Street Southeast. It's co-located with the Motor Vehicle Department. And as long as we're talking about them, I should mention, if you have motor vehicle business, you can give them a call at 1-855-633-6835. That would be to make an appointment. You can also head to dot.nd.gov to make an appointment. Or if you're just doing renewals, there's always the kiosk in CashWise, if you know what you're doing. CashWise, by the way, while you're there participating, local merchant. I don't think the kiosk counts, though.
It probably doesn't, but you're there, you're probably going to buy something anyway.
Yes. Yeah. You know? And so the Loyal to Local, it kicked off on Small Business Saturday, the 25th. Runs until January 5th. That's a Friday. That is the cutoff. That is when stamping ends. All passports are due on that Monday, the 8th. And then we do the big drawing on the 9th.
All right. I'm excited for that.
Just while I have you, as I'm working down my list here.
Sure.
If everyone could save the date for our annual chamber banquet, January 18th, that is going to be at the Harold Newman Arena. That is going to be a fantastic time.
Always fun.
I'm told a lot of awards to give out. Beautification, Citizen of the Year, all that. Bank Forward is hosting a STIR event, that's Stimulate, Talk, Interact, Remember. That is December 12th from 4:30 to 6 at Bank Forward downtown. What else do I got?
Well, and we also wanted to mention, too, if people aren't members of the chamber yet, right?
If they're not members, we don't want them. No, thank you for the prompt. Yes. If you happen to know that a business maybe you work for, or maybe you know of another business that's not a member, I would consider it a personal favor if you were to lean on them and encourage them to apply. Application process is very easy. I am always available during normal working hours. At the chamber, the address I mentioned earlier, our phone number is 701-252-4830. And you can get in touch with me, membership@jamestownchamber.com.
Vincent, always great having you in, man. Thanks so much for swinging in. And I do want to hear that Emily Bivens impersonation. We won't do it on the air, but yeah. I'm very excited to hear this.
30 seconds, huh?
You do a Warren Abrahamson, because that one I really want to hear.
Oh, too good.
All right. Thank you, my friend. Thanks for coming in. That's going to do it for this edition of Let's Talk About It here on Jamestown 107.1, streamed at newsdakota.com.